With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We've got Jerry Recco in here with us this morning.
You know, Jerry Recco... I think I told you on Monday to report that the Yankees were going to sign Gio Gonzalez, and you said, you look at what? What?
I don't remember. Remember that discussion? I don't remember Jerry balking at you at that.
I wasn't balking at that.
Yeah. Well, don't you remember we had that discussion?
I thought the Mets or Yankees. I thought it would have been a good signing for
them. No, it was the Yankees. I told you it was going to be the Yankees.
Okay. Well, you were right.
Ah, yeah. Boomstradamus,
right. No,
we bow
to
thee.
I was trying to tell you that was happening.
You're right. No, you nailed it. I mean, all over it.
You wouldn't listen to me, though.
No, I always listen to you.
You shut me down again.
That's not true. As a matter of fact, I think nothing all day except you.
Me?
Normally, yeah. I mean, I go home, I think boomer, boomer, boomer.
Really?
I get a boomer out of my head.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what he was saying yesterday. He has dreams about you all the time. We're talking about some recurring dreams.
I didn't hear that part of the
show. Yeah, Nordic nutsack.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Like, I've got recurring dreams about elevators going to nowhere and plane crashes. Jerry's recurring dreams are you.
It's true.
Just constantly you.
I will say, though, I did do something on Monday night that I was really looking forward to do because I had never been there before to see it. And that was the national anthem at the Chicago Blackhawks game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, you always know it was a hockey fan. It's legendary because they cheer throughout the national anthem. And it gets louder and louder and louder. And as the guy that's singing it gets louder, they get louder. It's an amazing sight. It gives you chills. But, you know, the people that I was there with were saying this was like at a level 6, you know, like a game 7. You can't even hear the national anthem. Just everybody's just cheering the whole way. But it was about as intense as I've ever seen. So I was glad I got a chance to go see it in person.
You checked that off the sports bucket
list. I did, yeah.
Right.
Boom.
There.
Yeah, it was
very
great.
Good.
It was Jim Thome night.
How was it?
Yeah, he dropped the first puck. They were celebrating his entrance into the Hall of Fame.
Pretty good.
You could do that in Cleveland. I guess you could do that in, what, Philadelphia as well?
Yeah, you could. Sure.
Right, so that guy's been around for a while.
Yes, no doubt. All right, Jerry's got an update for us. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, we are brought to you by Fairleigh Dickinson University Basketball, the Northeast Conference champs, and we will get to them in just a moment. And we will start with the basketball because while Boomer thought the Nets might go 0-7 on their road trip, and boy, it certainly looked like they were going to be 0-4 in their first four games, they trailed by 25 to start the fourth quarter last night in Sacramento, and back they came.
Nets have come back from 25 down to start the fourth quarter. Harris to inbound. Nets out of timeouts. They get it in to Hollis Jefferson up top. 3 with 2. Rondé driving. A floater is gone. He banked it in with 0.8. Rondé Hollis Jefferson puts the Nets on top.
And that is Chris Carino with under
a second.
Is
Brooklyn in the house? I thought so.
And they wound up beating the Kings 123-121. They outscore Sacramento 45-18 in the fourth. They are just this is according to ESPN, a couple of interesting notes, just the fourth team in the shot clock era to overcome a 25-point fourth quarter deficit. And teams trailing by 25 or more entering the fourth quarter were 3 and 3,028 before last night.
Wow.
So I would say the odds of them coming back to win that game, not great. But they do win because D'Angelo Russell had 27 points in the fourth quarter. He had a career-high 44 for the night. And Rondé Hollis Jefferson with that game winner had 14 points off the bench. Here was Russell on Yes. So how do you describe this night and this performance?
God is good. God is good. Simple as that.
Here was Kenny Atkinson. Just an amazing night.
Listen, just an incredible, incredible comeback.
Really great comeback. Kings head coach Dave Yeager could not stop Russell.
Well, he made some shots, but he also, you know, got to the rim and finished just about every one, I think, at the rim. And, you know, he just got too much momentum going downhill and got in the paint too quick, too easy.
And so the Nets now 37-36 as they put an end to that four-game losing streak as they beat Sacramento last night. Also of note from the NBA, Warriors beat the T-Wolves 117-107. Steph Curry had 36-22 in the third quarter. Bucks beat the Lakers 115-101. Neither Giannis Antetokounmpo or LeBron James played in that game. Danilo Gallinari had 24. Clippers beat the Pacers 115-109. And James Harden 31. Rockets over the Hawks 121-105. 5. Sixers beat the Hornets last night as well. Knicks and Jazz tonight. NCAA tournament, the two first four games last night began. FDU down 13 to Prairie View A&M in the first half, came storming back in the second. It was really the 1-2 punch of Jahlil Jenkins and Darnell Edge.
Jenkins taking his time, 10 to shoot, under 3 minutes to play. Jenkins starts to his right, hand off Edge, catch and shoot. Yes, sir! Darnell Edge, as accurate as they come.
He was 7 of 9 from 3. He wound up scoring 33 points, and FDU advances with an 82-76 win. That was Ted Emmerich, Westwood 1, here on The Fan.
And that's your buddy, right? Greg Herenda?
Greg Herenda, yeah. Yes. I love that guy. And it was funny because Jenkins, at one point, as they're trying to come back, pulls up for like a 30-foot three-pointer that made no sense. He calls timeout immediately and starts screaming at the kid. And then off the timeout, after the commercial break, the kid goes off. And I think had like 9 or 10 straight points and really played really well. He finished with 22.6 assists.
You know, one thing I don't like when people say, oh, yeah, so Fairleigh Dickinson moves on and you get the right to get swapped, smacked around by Gonzaga. No, you know how cool that is for those kids to win that game?
Their season continues.
To go up against a one seed?
You know what, I figure where they're going to, but they played that one game in Dayton.
Right.
Go get on the plane, and you got another game now in a couple days.
That school had never won a tournament game before.
I think it's awesome.
This is awesome. It's great for those kids.
I know. Even if they lose by 30, it doesn't matter, that experience that they have now to be in the tournament, to go against a one seed, I think that's so cool.
How about
so good
if they
for
win?
That. Yeah, well, that, of course. We saw it last year. You know, before last year, you said that's never happened before, never will happen. Well, UMBC made that a thing, a real thing. So, yeah, they got a shot.
Here was Herenda. He says his team's got character.
I've got great kids, man, and that is the battle in this world.
Is making sure you get great kids. Well, he's got them. So, yeah, you mentioned that Gonzaga game. That'll be Thursday night. Belmont beat Temple 81-70. They will play Boomers Maryland Terps on Thursday afternoon. Tonight, North Carolina Central takes on North Dakota State, and then it is St. John's and Arizona State. Here's Chris Mullen. He was on with Mike. Just have to be ready from the start.
The one thing that we know, we got to play, you know, energetic, passionate, and really dictate tempo. And that's our game, so we got to go out there and make sure we do that.
And we'll have both these games here on The Fan starting at 6:30. Also of note from college basketball, Hofstra 1-and-done in the NIT. They lost to NC State 84-78, so the Pride go 27-8 this season. All right, to baseball, you guys talking about it, the Dellin Betances injury. We'll get to Mike Trout in a moment. Betances to begin the season on the injured list with the shoulder inflammation. Manager Aaron Boone says, we have the depth in the bullpen.
We feel like we're built to be able to withstand that. And hopefully it'll be shorter rather than longer.
Here was Betances himself. So when will you throw again?
I think with Steve, it's probably going to be about three days off. That's my guess, 3 to 5 days off of no throwing. And then we're kind of, he'll have a throwing program for me to follow.
So about 2 weeks ago, he was saying how, well, you know, I'm not worried about the lack of velocity and all that. You remember that?
Yep.
It was just normal and everything. And then Brian Cashman comes back and says, well, the reason he's the way he is now is because you know, his wife was having a baby.
Got started late.
And he wasn't throwing.
Mm-hmm. It was like 2 days ago he said that everything was okay.
I thought it was okay. Sunday, yeah. And he even said yesterday, this is probably a blessing in disguise because he does not feel with the late start he got that he would have been ready for next Thursday. So he thinks pushing it back might help them. Here was Aaron Hicks. He had a second cortisone shot. How'd that go?
I feel great. You know, but like I said, I don't really know until I swing. You know, if I swing and I'm pain free, then who knows how fast I can, you know, be back.
And this is for the sore back injury, whatever the case may be. A couple of signings. You guys mentioned Trout, the 12-year deal, $427 million from the Angels. And a lot of people believe it's a bargain.
Yeah, I know.
They're writing. And the Astros and Alex Bregman agree to a 6-year extension worth $100 million. He was not scheduled to become a free agent until after the 2022 season, so they lock him up early.
All right, so then there's precedent here now for Jacob DeGrom.
Well, there's been, and yeah. Now there's more. You know, it's another player. Didn't have to do it, but it was the right thing to do. Tigers starter Michael Fulmer has been told by not one, but two doctors that he needs Tommy John surgery, so he will go see a third doctor. Seriously, I guess he does not believe it or doesn't want to believe it, so he's going to get a third opinion on this. The MLB season is underway in Japan. You've got the A's and Mariners. Seattle now leading, was it 5-2, I believe, because Domingo Santana has just hit a grand slam in this game.
Man, you know who was right in the middle of that was Ichiro. Let's go to Scotty in New Jersey. Scotty, what's happening?
Scott.
Boomer Geo, yeah.
Hey, Scott. What's happening, Scotty?
Listen, Gio, man, you got to have a little respect for the game of baseball, man. I mean, Ichiro is a world-class Hall of Famer. He put up Pete Rose numbers. He got robbed of all his hits over in Japan. And you're mocking his last at bat just because he went over to Japan and he wanted to play in front of his home crowd.
It's not so much about disrespect to Ichiro. I mean, he could go out and wave and sign some autographs and some pictures. He's got to play in the game. This game matters. When they trotted David Wright out last year, the season had been over for months. It didn't matter. It was a special thing for the fans.
Listen,
so
they do it in every sport. Everybody, the team signed one.
No, they don't. They don't bring a guy back for a game to send him off in every sport. That doesn't happen all the time. Yeah, in his last year, he finished out the season, and that was that. Just like everybody else does. Normally, you don't have to bring a guy back 45 years old to pop out in a game that matters in the first game of the season.
You know, look, there's guys that retire and come back from retirement, you know, because they're not sure they should retire. You know, there's all sorts of things that go on in situations like this. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, look.
Yeah.
What does it matter? You know, it's all good. It's good for baseball. It's good for the Japanese public to see one of their greatest players, if not the greatest player in the history of that country, come back and play in a game. So what?
I wish they'd do this with Eli Manning first week of the season. Bring him out. Throw one more pass.
Yes.
Wave. Okay. And then hand the ball over to Dwayne Haskins. God.
New Jets running back, Le'Veon Bell, sat down with SI Now. He was discussing his decision to skip the season last year.
Did
with
he
the Steelers.
Wrap his answers back? Or was it actual English?
I can play some clips for you.
All right, thank
you. Did
you
watch this?
I did not, no.
So this was the mindset, he says, and they're going to release the entire interview later sometime today. He says, going in, the mindset was to miss only one game. These clips are a little long because I had no idea where the hell to stop them.
Originally, I was thinking I was just not going to come week one. That was my original goal, original plan in my head. But it just, like, happened, like, certain things leading up to week one. Certain things is like, why would you, like, why that happened? Like, why would you say that?
And so he would continue and tell us why he decided that.
At first, I was literally just thinking, like, I wouldn't play camp. Because camp and OTAs, I haven't went to camp or OTAs, so I'm just, like, preserving my body. I'm like, I'm not playing. But I'm just thinking, like, you know, when week one come, I'm going to come. But things kind of laid up the week one, so I'm like, okay, I'm not going to play week one.
What? So he skips the first game. So what happened next?
Things after even week one, you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like certain buildup. So it's not making me feel comfortable. Like, over the course of the time, that's what I'm getting at. It's like, I can't even remember, like, little details or little things that was happening, but just leading up to week one or when they was in camp and I wasn't and I was training, just leading up to that, it's kind of like, I'm cool.
I'd like to apologize to the New York Jets. I criticized them for not having a press conference for Le'Veon Bell. You guys were right. You were right about that. That was the right decision to not have a press conference, have a quick conference call, and then pull the ripcord.
Well, so he misses week one. So then what happened?
Then week two, come on, I'm cool. Then it got to a point where it's like, regardless of what they say, I'm gonna come back after the bye week. I'm gonna bite the bullet. I'm gonna come back after the bye week.
All right, so he misses week one, misses week two, going into week three.
But then I was like,
you know,
I'll play it.
And then, you know, new information that came out that I feel like that was real important to me. I heard that I didn't even have to play to get credited. I mean, I credited the season, but I didn't even have to play, and I wouldn't have to get, they would have to give, use another franchise tag on me. So that's when I got to the point, it's like, oh yeah, if I don't gotta come back, then I'm not gonna come back.
So he was like, and then he was like, and then week one, and then I was like.
I think he's trying to explain in a weird way why he did not play last year, because it's embarrassing that he did not make the money back. Like, everybody thought maybe he was going to get the money back, but when you look at the contract that the Jets gave him, you realize that the Jets, if you want to say, won this contract negotiation, I guess that's what you would say. But now, listening to this, I wonder, you know, is he really committed to playing?
Right. That's exactly what I took out of it. Does he want to play football or not?
Well, we knew this already with his actions. I mean, this is the stuff we were saying when he was signed. If you get Le'Veon, it's great. But
Greg, when I saw the little picture in the video, I thought he was going to tell us that there was some conflict with the organization. He didn't like Mike Tomlin. Screw these guys. The offensive line said nasty stuff about me, and I figured the hell with them.
Nope.
And it was nothing. It was just like, about him and his money.
Yep.
That's
and about
it.
How time just, you know, caught up to him, and he realized that, you know, if I'm not going back now and they can't franchise me next year, then, you know, why should I even go back and play?
Yep.
It's just a weird,
very strange.
Really strange and weird situation.
Well, I mean, I think it falls in line with everything that he did. It makes sense to me.
If his album, you know, hits platinum,
he may never
play.
And good for him. Raiders signed Vontaze Burfict. The Rams signing Clay Matthews.
How about that? Vontaze Burfict and Antonio Brown on the same
Oakland.
Team?
Yeah,
Vegas soon.
Yeah, Burfict called him, and then Antonio Brown said, bygones be bygones, so... You know, we'll see until they start 0-6 and they start throwing water coolers on one another.
They have more lunatics on that team. And, you know, the thing about it is that Pro Football Talk went back to, I think, 2012 when Vontaze Burfict was, you know, coming out for the draft. And the GM for the Raiders, Mike Mack, was then the draft Nick, right? And he said, this guy, he's undraftable. He's going to be a free agent.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow. So he was right. He didn't get drafted.
But he was right. But Mayock was right. Mm-hmm. But now Mayock is the general manager of the team that just signed him.
Right. Things have changed. I mean, obviously, he put together some decent seasons. But he's a dirty player. I mean, that's Vontaze Burfict. It's amazing to me how the Raiders, doesn't matter who's making decisions for the Raiders, that organization is always a magnet for wackos. No matter who is bringing in players, they always bring in the crazy people.
Right.
The Cowboys agree to a one-year deal with Randall Cobb. Texans signing backup quarterback A.J. McCarron. Bruins shut out the Islanders 5-0 while the Capitals beat the Devils 4-1. So Washington leads the Isles by 2 points of first place in the division now. The Red Wings beat the Rangers 3-2. Canadians over the Flyers 3-1. And the Hurricanes top the Penguins in a shootout 3-2.
All right, Jerry, thank you
very
much.
And it's now 5-4 in Japan.
5-4
yes,
in Japan.
The Mariners now lead the A's 5-4.
Real baseball.
A couple of runs, yes.
Real baseball
happening.
And
the big sponsor behind home plate is DAZN.
Get out of here.
I swear to God. Wait till you see the camera shot again. I'm not kidding. Look behind home plate to the left.
Oh, there it is. Look at that. The big DAZN. I got something to say about that coming up in just a couple minutes.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.